about this continuing battle between the governor and Montgomery counties over when school should be in session.
Plus, Jack Evans on Metro leaving Nats fans abandoned tonight.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. New this morning, Bob Dylan has won a Nobel Prize.
How does it feel? How does it feel?
The 2016 Nobel Prize in Literature was awarded to Dylan for creating what the Nobel Committee called new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. The committee's permanent secretary says the 75-year-old singer-songwriter is a great poet in the English-speaking tradition and even compared his work to that of ancient Greeks like Homer and Sappho.
Correspondent Jan Johnson. Donald Trump's campaign is dismissing allegations by several women that he groped them in the past. One of two women who talked to the New York Times says it happened to her while she was seated next to Trump on an airline flight 35 years ago.
He was like an octopus. It was like he had six arms. When he started putting his hand up my skirt, and that was it.
The Times acknowledges that both women they quote admit that they are Hillary Clinton supporters. Fox News reports some FBI and Justice Department employees think Hillary Clinton should have faced charges regarding her email server, and now they are getting ready to go public.
There are really some great traditional, honest people inside the FBI and DOJ who will not let this stand.
Former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Joe Geneva, tells WMAL that his firm has been asked to provide legal representation to those in the Bureau upset that FBI Director James Comey didn't follow through with charging Hillary Clinton when he had the chance.
Comey thought this was going to go away. It is not. People inside the Bureau are furious. They are embarrassed.
He expects Congress to come back and take up the issue as well. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two Boston police officers are in the hospital fighting for their lives this morning after being shot overnight while investigating a domestic violence report. The suspect, who was armed with an assault rifle, was killed in the incident. Metro is staring down a $275 million budget gap, and at today's Metro board meeting, they're going to be looking into the possibility of closing that gap with higher fares and decreased service.
It is hard to suggest fare increases.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser wants to see the madness end. Every year, Metro's forced to ask for money. Most other systems, though, use dedicated funding brought in through a regional tax.
About 11% of our state transportation budget.
Maryland already spends plenty on Metro, says Governor Larry Hogan.
Far exceeds the percentage of Marylanders that utilize Metro.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says if they can get safety and reliability up,
I will be the biggest cheerleader to come up with a funding formula that works.
Bowser says they need to establish specific metrics and get going.
I want to be the mayor that works with these governors to solve this problem once and for all.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Now, if you're among the lucky ones who have tickets to the Nationals-Dodgers playoff game tonight, be aware Metro is not going to be staying open past midnight. The Nationals will send Max Scherzer to the mound tonight to try and wrap up the series.
If it's anything like Game 1, it's going to be such a thrill. Game 1 was unbelievable there in D.C. The fans were just going nuts from the first pitch.
The winner of tonight's game goes on to the NLCS to face the Cubs starting Saturday night in Chicago. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,144, the NASDAQ at 52,39. Sports, it all comes down to that one game tonight at Nats Park. Game 5, Nats Dodgers. And the regular season starts tonight for the Caps as they take on the Penguins in Pittsburgh. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Another exciting excursion into broadcast excellence.
Rush Limbaugh.
I do this program for one group of people only, and that's you.
Weekdays, noon till 3.
So it's an enjoyable experience
on Washington's Mall.
WMAL. When visiting Cabinet Discounters Kitchen and Bath Showroom for the first time, many people say, wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products. Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our 7 showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to JoeHadid.com.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
River Road, we have two problems in through Bethesda. First, the accident River Road, Pyle Road. Big delays on the approach. And then if you continue inbound River Road at Goldsboro, problems with the signal lights reported to be dark in that intersection. So a lot of traffic comes through Goldsboro and River. Patients treat as a four-way stop. Trying to get to the Beltway on the Georgetown Pike inbound near Swinks Mill had the stalled car. Big delays on the approach there as well. So for 66, Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks, heavy volume most of the way up through to the Beltway. Some areas still experiencing some heavy fog, so be cautious. Out of Newington, slows each loop onto the Beltway through Annandale, outer loop toward Eisenhower Avenue. Heavy volume across the 14th Street Bridge. George Washington Parkway northbound near Spout Run, the incident reported. Southbound near the Overlooks, off and on over toward the Key Bridge, and inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, slowing. Maryland, Beltway, Interloop at Central Avenue, crash to the shoulder, but rubbernecking each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer today, 77, little overcast around at times, otherwise a mix of clouds and sunshine. Tonight we'll clear it down to 50, suburbs cooler, sunshine tomorrow, 65, and then getting warmer through the weekend and next week. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Woodbridge, 52 in Beltsville, 55 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Is Clinton's campaign chief now a Trump supporter? No, he's just been hacked. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 8:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. We got a loaded hour for you. Coming up in just 10 minutes, we'll speak with D.C. Metro Board Chairman Jack Evans. Ask him why he's allowing Metro to abandon Nationals fans at the park today on their triumphant pending victory over the Dodgers. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper, CNN. What a day with what a week this has been in politics with WikiLeaks and the Donald Trump and the debate and all the things. Jake Tapper at the bottom of this hour. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
There is a difference of opinion between Montgomery County School Board and the governor as to when school should start. The governor wants it to be after Labor Day. Montgomery County thinks it should start before. Well, yesterday, the governor came out with some new parameters that must be met if you're going to request a waiver from his proposal. And here's what the school board vice chair Patricia O'Neill said about it.
The board will have to get advice from our attorneys and see, you know, what we're going to do next.
All right, so they're going to look at what the governor has written down. Joining us on the line right now, Maryland Comptroller Peter Francho, someone who's very much in agreement with the governor on how this should go forward. Good morning to you, Mr. Francho.
Good morning. It's great to hear your voice, and go Nats.
Right. Yeah, we're all for that. All right, so let's talk a little bit about where we are. The governor came down with these new regulations that said if you want to seek a waiver from what I have said will be the law, which is basically you can't start before Labor Day, you're going to have to seek a waiver, and here are the things you got to do to get a waiver. How did that get developed?
Well, first of all, let's just remember what we're doing here. Starting school after Labor Day is an idea that doesn't cost the taxpayers any money, helps the economy of the state of Maryland. Kids love it, obviously. Parents of kids love it because they get some predictability in the schedule. Rank-and-file teachers love it. They come up to me all the time and say thank you because it allows them to have second jobs and have a full summer. And so this idea that starting school after Labor Day is a difficult, hard thing to do, it isn't. We all had it when we were growing up. The same 180 days stays academically. And we've got all sorts of research from a state task force that looked at this every which way from Sunday and determined it was an idea that actually made sense, and they recommended it to Governor O'Malley. He didn't act on it. The legislature turned it down year after year. I applaud Governor Hogan for making it the law of the land, which he did with his first executive order.
Right,
and his second order, which came out recently, that you just asked about, is a very rational, reasonable approach towards making sure that a county like Garrett County out in the western part of the state that gets 10 or 12 feet of snow a year, if they have a really bad snow season, they might want to add a day on at the end of June. It gives them a little waiver process. But what Governor Hogan's not going to permit is the kind of maneuvering in Montgomery County, Baltimore County, and other big counties that apparently he's not certain people don't like him politically, where they're going to actually use the school calendar to embarrass him and undermine the effort to.
So you think that's what this is all about? It's political. It's not just, you know, that this all makes sense and they're just being political about it?
There is a huge animus out there for some reason among the superintendents and the school elite that this is somehow a bad idea to start school after Labor Day. It's a common sense good idea that 74% or 75% of the public is very enthusiastic about, and these few people act as if, well, if it's popular, therefore it's got to be bad.
A couple of quick questions here, Mr. Comptroller. And first of all, I don't know if this is a semantics thing or not. You said that when Governor Hogan issued this executive order, it became the law of the state. Is that technically true? Is this the law that school boards must adhere to?
Yes, it is the law of the land, unless it's overturned by the Supreme Court of the state, which, hey, I'm a lawyer, so I'm just one lawyer's opinion, is never going to happen because it's perfectly legal, perfectly reasonable. We have
Senators, the representatives have no say in this?
Oh, they can obviously overturn the law, executive order, by law in the next session. But okay, they do it at their own peril because this is a wildly popular idea with Democrats, Republicans, and independents all across the state. Bigfoot this thing all of a sudden and say, oh, no, we're going to take it away. It is the law of the land.
Okay. Right, so now, if that is the case, then help us out here, because we just interviewed the president of the Montgomery County School Board, who, as you know, they proposed three calendars, and one of them they're submitting, which defies the executive order from Governor Hogan. He claims that his existing collective bargaining agreements with the unions stand in the way of him being able to really accommodate this in a reasonable fashion. So which wins when you've got a collective bargaining agreement that the county has agreed to with the union versus a state law that's passed that conflicts with that? What side wins in that conflict?
All I can say is that rank and file teachers by a big majority all across the state very much support starting school after Labor Day. So it's a little odd, I guess, for their organization, I guess, that represents them to be used as an excuse why it can't happen. This is a lot of static and stuff put up there by folks who just don't like Governor Hogan, who's enormously popular, according to the Post poll. And you know, this kind of rational, reasonable approach to a good common sense idea and helping the locals implement it is met with this flurry of proposals used to undermine the thing.
I know that I know it's popular with everybody, but again, back to my fundamental question, when you've got a state law instituted by the governor that conflicts with a pending legal collective bargaining agreement, who wins?
Go change the agreement.
So just you're telling Montgomery County to renegotiate.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the folks they're renegotiating with are wildly in support of it, the rank and file teachers. Mm-hmm. So
if they take it to the teachers, the teachers will say, you bet, we'll take that deal.
And we won't ask for anything in exchange. Because what has the teachers union ever done that?
Yeah. Let's
understand what we're talking about is a schedule starting school after Labor Day. The rest of the schedule, the schools are allowed to do whatever they want to do with their collective bargaining, et cetera. But it is the law of the land right now by the governor's executive order, which I think is very commendable because the legislature declined to act for years. Now it's the law of the land. It's very predictable.
Right.
People like it. If you want to take it away, and either through legislation or by undermining it through these waiver requests, I guess you can try to do that. I don't think it will win.
Really quickly, because we're running out of time, the standard now is compelling justification. There has to be a compelling justification. What does that mean?
12 feet of snow.
All right. So it has to be something along those lines. All right. Listen, we thank you so much for joining us, Maryland Comptroller Peter Francho. It's a story we'll be continuing to follow, I'm sure, in the days ahead.
12 feet of snow is definitely a compelling justification for any...
Compelling justification.
8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 south. Once you get through Urbana down toward 109, pretty much solid now before Germantown. On to the 270 spur across the Legion Bridge. Have some foggy conditions again. Had a crash before River Road. It was on the shoulder. This also puts the Beltway on jam too before you get to Old Georgetown Road. So leaving Bethesda, heads up. Bethesda, two problems on River Road. If you're coming inbound inside the Beltway, first you'll encounter the crash at Pyle Road. And then just beyond there, the lights have been dark at the intersection of River Road and Goldsboro Road. That's a huge intersection. Police are going to try to direct there if they're not there already. But please let everyone get through there. Treat it as a four-way stop. Silver Spring, accident on Sligo Creek Parkway and Dennis Avenue. If you can, avoid Dennis Avenue between University Boulevard and George Avenue. Don't use that as a cut through this morning. Obviously, if you're from George Avenue and going to the middle school, you can get at least up to the middle school in that stretch. Now, let's get you onto Maryland 97 southbound. It's been a tough morning trying to go southbound past 32, but the crash now on the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got a beautiful autumn day today. Mix of clouds and sun with a high of 77 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low near 50. And then tomorrow, sunny skies, a little colder though, high near 65. Right now, 54 degrees at 8:16.
The Del Walmsley Radio Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life through real estate. Listen to Del Walmsley every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMAL and move towards your great life.
Metro back in the news for all the wrong reasons, sadly. Joining us right now is Jack Evans, D.C. Council member and also the chairman of the D.C. Metro Board. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Evans.
Glad to be with you. How are you doing today?
Well, but I'm confused and concerned. Council member Evans, you have represented Ward 2 since 1991. You have a lot of political influence and sway in the District of Columbia, and now as chairman of the D.C. Metro Board, I mean, you can get stuff done. So I don't understand why Nats fans going out to this critical game against the Dodgers tonight are going to be abandoned by Metro if the game goes past 12 o'clock. You can change this. You can make this happen. Why haven't you?
No, if I could, I would. You know, my position is that we ought to stay open tonight. It's the biggest sporting event to take place in the region probably in the last 20 years, and very exciting for the region, and yet the general manager is sticking to his guns right at the moment, saying I make no exceptions for late night activities.
Doesn't he work for you? You have oversight
over
him.
Well, yeah, the board certainly, and we're going to be meeting again at noon today, the board, talking about this issue. But so far, I haven't been able to get the board members on board as far as staying open. They're siding more with the general manager. So, very disappointing.
So you don't have the votes on the Metro board, is what you're saying?
No, I don't have the votes on the Metro board at the moment to get this thing done. We'll see what happens today. And early discussions like 2 or 3 weeks ago when I first brought this up, Paul said that, man, maybe for the World Series if we get that far. So this is the divisional playoffs, but granted, it's one of the biggest sporting events in a long time.
I'm sorry, I got to jump in here. There's going to be 50,000 people down there, whether it's Game 5 of the divisional series, whether it's Games 3, 4, and 5 of the championship series, or it's the World Series. What, just because the trophy is bigger, the general manager will keep Metro open? That makes no logical sense.
Well, you're preaching to the choir. I got the robes on and everything here. So if it's up to me and I could wave the magic wand, would stay open. And I'm going to give it another run at it at noon today and see if I can convince the board and the general manager that this is not the Marine Corps Marathon. This is not the Billy Joel concert. This is not the Monday night football game. This is really our baseball championship, and we need to be on board on this. Otherwise, you're right. We're going to strand 15,000 people down there who took Metro and are going to have to find a different way home at 1 o'clock in the morning. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
All right. There are other things we need to talk about with regards to Metro, and that is we're talking about a budget gap and the possibility of raising fares. Are you in favor of that or against it?
Totally against raising fares and totally against taking money out of the capital budget to cover operating expenses. Really, the region has got to now step up. Maryland, Virginia, the district, and the district's all in. have got to come forward with a higher subsidy for Metro. Raising fares like raising taxes. You don't raise taxes in a failing organization like Metro. It's just, and to our riders, after all we put them through, to say, now you just got to pay more for this lousy service, is just, to me, outrageous that it would even be on the table. And again, these other accounting contrivances that Metro's been doing, raiding the capital budget and things of that nature, selling off assets, It's just stuff that kicks the can down the road. We have got to, as a region, and I got to tell you, at this conference yesterday, Muriel Bowser, our mayor, did a great job saying that the region's got to pay, and the two governors were hiding under the table, basically saying, "Well, I don't know. You got to show that you're more reliable." Blah blah blah. No, we need the money to make this system work, and I think the riders in this region, and there are, you know, hundreds of thousands of them, have to say to their elected officials, you've got to invest in this is a $40 billion asset we have here. And they won't invest in it. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you know, the thing I think I wonder about is Metro going to survive this? I mean, if ridership is down now because of the SafeTrack, and even during the SafeTrack, there have been problems in areas that I thought had already been worked on. So you've got that. And then on top of that, there's the possibility of a fare increase. I mean, you may be against it, but it looks like it might have support in other places. And if that happens, you're asking people who are already frustrated with a system to pay more. And anytime you ask people to pay more, fewer people are going to avail themselves of that product. And it seems to me that you may get to a point where it literally cannot sustain itself.
Well, it certainly can't sustain itself now. But just remember, Metro carries 750,000 people a day in and out of the district, rides out of the district. If you don't have Metro, you'd see what's going on out in the streets right now. It is gridlock. Without Metro, and we're adding probably another several million people over the next decades into this region. People are moving here. Without Metro, the whole place will be in gridlock. So it's not, to me, an option like, well, we can't do it or we don't have to do it. We have to fix Metro. And we can.
So
we have a great general manager. All we need are the resources.
Our guest is D.C. Councilmember Jack Evans. He is the chairman of the Metro Board. And I got to ask you, I mean, you're just laying out, you and Brian basically just made the case of us being at a pivotal point in Metro history. This is, it's facing an existential threat. Has it not been discussed or even entertained the idea of going to the employees' unions, which make up such an enormous amount of the ongoing costs of Metro, and saying, listen, we got a problem here, and we're facing this existential threat. We need you to come back to the table and reorganize and restructure these contracts. Otherwise, no one's going to have a job.
Yep, we are at the table with the employees' unions as we speak. All the contracts are up for negotiation right now. I have met personally with the head of the union, Jackie Jeter, and she is completely aware of the circumstances that Metro's in. So I do hope that the employees' union does step up to the plate as a partner and says, look, we are going to take a step back and help you out here.
Given the other options that are on the table, which is a fare increase or more taxpayer money via the federal government or the Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. government, it seems only fair to ask the employees to step up as well, doesn't it?
No question, and that's what we're doing.
Well,
we're
should right on hopefully right we'll now. Have more than hope that that'll happen.
Well, yeah, and see, I'm stuck with a situation called binding arbitration, though, which is put into this compact back in the 1960s. So if we put zero on the table, union puts 11% on the table, we always lose. The arbitrator always puts it down the middle.
Well, you're preaching to the choir with regard to these public employee unions and how they're rigged already. Trust me, we've got our robes on. We've had them on for a while. Councilmember Jack Evans, thanks for joining us, but we have to leave it there. It's 8:23.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns the heat on the first cool day of fall, only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
If you've been having a hard time selling your home, I want you to listen to me. Listen carefully, because I'm going to tell you something. The answer is not another open house. Instead, I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. You've heard me talk about Frank for a while now. That's because Frank delivers guaranteed results. Look, any agent can hold an open house or put a for sale sign in your yard. That's nothing. Frank Prindle will aggressively market your home to the right buyers and get you results. Consider the story of William. Not only did he need to sell his Metro DC home within 30 days, but he needed to do it as is. With Frank's plan, William's home sold on time and with no out-of-pocket expenses. There's no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline, and if the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. Do not be fooled by other agents with similar guarantees. There's only one Frank Prindle, so call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia in the thick of it, 66, pushing out of Manassas toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and the Vienna Metro. Westbound, 66 to make the exit to go on to 28 slow. 28 out of Sterling, just that heavy volume pushing down to the toll road, but nothing reported along the way. Georgetown Pike passing the Madeira School, but you're on the brakes there, and that continues up to the broken down car near Swink's Mill. That was the big culprit there on the Georgetown Pike this morning. River Road inbound, watch for delays right as you come off of the Beltway. Have a couple of problems on River Road. Has some signal lights reported dark. One was at the intersection of River and Goldsboro. River at Pyle, we had a crash. A lot of police activity on 270 out of Clarksburg onto the 270 spur toward the American Legion Bridge. And, of course, now slowing to get onto River Road. In Bethesda and toward Silver Spring, inner loop as you approach Connecticut Avenue for the crash. And southbound Connecticut Avenue near Chevy Chase Circle had the incident. Traffic update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Now, your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front off to the west of us, really not going to make much impact over the next few days. We'll back it off a little bit by tomorrow, then warm back up. Clouds mix with sunshine as we go through today, 77. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 degrees in the nation's capital at 827.
Today, not only are you at risk of losing money on your bank deposits, but now the dollar itself is falling in value thanks to America's good-for-nothing Federal Reserve. Yes, Savage Nation, today we all face big government's secret war on cash, where you could be considered a criminal simply by withdrawing your own cash, savings, or retirement. You heard me right. Your own cash is the government's next target. Protect your economic freedom and privacy. You must read The Secret War from Swiss America, which offers banking and money safety tips that the government doesn't want you to know. Call 800-289-2646 right now. Protect yourself. 800-289-2646 right now. Or visit secretwaroncash.com. Don't let the government rob you blind. Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. I, Michael Savage, say that now is the time to save your savings while you still can. Call 800-289-2646 right now. SecretWarOnCash.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. When it's time for you to sell, do what hundreds have already done. Vote your pocketbook and choose the number one hybrid agent in the DMV. Remember, we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
I'm Wayne LaPierre with the NRA. During World War II, our greatest generation held medal drives to support our soldiers. In that same spirit, I'm here to enlist you in NRA Cars for Freedom. If you have an unwanted car, tractor, boat, or motorcycle, we'll pick it up for free in nearly any condition. Donations are tax deductible and will be used to educate our country and protect our freedom. Visit NRACarsForFreedom.com or call 1-866-NRA-GIFT.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs. Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
You and I are privileged to live in one of the greatest democracies in the history of the world.
And with great freedom comes great responsibility.
So what do you choose?
Will you vote junk
or no junk? No junk.
If you vote for junk, you don't have to do a thing.
Junk is a virus. It spreads and multiplies all on its own.
But to vote no junk, you have to take action.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Coming up on WMAL, Jake Tapper of CNN. Up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Two Boston police officers are in extremely critical condition this morning after being gunned down overnight by a man wearing body armor and armed with an assault rifle. Other officers then shot and killed the suspect. Legendary singer-songwriter Bob Dylan is now a Nobel laureate. He won this year's Nobel Prize in Literature this morning. The Nobel Committee's permanent secretary says Dylan is, quote, a great poet in the English-speaking tradition. Lawyers for Donald Trump are demanding a retraction from the New York Times and are reportedly preparing a lawsuit, if they don't get one, over an article in which two women claim to have been inappropriately touched by Trump.
The two women telling the New York Times they came forward after watching Trump deny ever assaulting women at Sunday's debate.
Have you ever done those things?
Have respect for me. And I will tell you, no, I have not.
The Trump campaign says the entire article is fiction, calling the New York Times story a coordinated character assassination.
Correspondent Jason Carroll, the Times does acknowledge that the two women it quotes are both Hillary Clinton supporters. If you're going to the Nationals Dodgers playoff game tonight and taking Metro, be aware Metro is not going to stay open late tonight. But Metro board chair Jack Evans says it should. And he's going to try and make that happen.
This is not the Marine Corps Marathon. This is not the Billy Joel concert. This is not the Monday night football game. This is really our baseball championship, and we need to be on board on this. Otherwise, you're right. We're going to strand 15,000 people down there who took Metro, and they're going to have to find a different way home.
Evan spoke a few minutes ago here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Bermuda's about to get hit by Category 4 Hurricane Nicole.
We think the storm could actually move in towards the island of Bermuda over the next several hours, make landfall either as a Category 4, maybe slightly weaker as a strong Category 3, but either way, a devastating storm surge potential with up to 8 feet expected across parts of the island.
Meteorologist Pedro Javaheri. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,144, the NASDAQ at 52,39. Sports, Nationals host the Dodgers tonight in decisive Game 5 of their series. The Caps are on the road tonight opening their season against Pittsburgh. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. The lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
There's this fairy tale, maybe you remember it, about a certain emperor. Remember, he thought he bought some new clothes that only certain people could see. It turns out he went on parade buck naked. The only one willing to tell him the truth was a small boy from the kingdom. It reminds me of something one of my stand-up guys told me recently. See, there was another company out there that told the homeowner they needed a whole new system. All they really needed was just a simple repair. Well, luckily, the homeowner called Snell for a second opinion. And my stand-up guy, of course, did the right thing. Now, here's the thing. If that homeowner really had needed a system, you can bet we would have quoted them a fair price. And right now, we can make replacing your system especially affordable with rebates up to $1,600 on a qualifying Lennox system. Hey, we're not here to take the shirt off your back. That's no way to stay comfortable in winter.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
A lot of pressure below my eyes and above my eyes. A whole lot of pressure with headaches, a lot of tiredness, just wanting to lay down a lot.
I was having a lot of sinus congestion. It just progressively got worse. I almost couldn't function.
That's Jennifer and Mary. Both have suffered for years with chronic sinus infections.
I actually went to several doctors. I got antibiotics, allergy shots, and nothing really seemed to work.
Now, their issues are gone. How? A minimally invasive procedure done in the office of Sinus Cure called balloon sinuplasty.
I feel great. My sinuses are completely clear. It was simple.
100% better. I would encourage anybody to have the procedure.
Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections, facial pain, pressure, congestion, headaches? Find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Set an appointment today with Sinus Cure. Call 301-968-6618. 301-968-6618. That's 301-968-6618.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Wednesday in Gaithersburg or Thursday in Fairfax. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The Beltway, Maryland, Bethesda Inner Loop as you pass 355 around toward Connecticut Avenue. We had fog this morning. Now we have sun glare there and a crash. Inner Loop right as you pass Connecticut Avenue. On the outer loop, seeing delays from 95 to George Avenue. Get a little break and then you'll hit it slow again right as you approach 270, but on to the Beltway, extending past Old Georgetown Road, past River Road, across the American Legion Bridge. Had an earlier crash near River Road. That had been cleared. River Road, have delays coming inbound near Pyle for the crash. Goldsboro Road, you do not want to take Goldsboro from Massachusetts over to River Road. The signal lights aren't working, and basically Goldsboro, you're just stopped in that traffic there. Signal light problems along that stretch, even on Mass and Goldsboro, too, reported. Inbound, let's go into town on the George Washington Parkway, southbound near the overlooks, off and on down toward the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, heavy on the Key Bridge, 14th Street Bridge. We're just heavy, thick in the rush hour under the freeway now in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking forecast here today. Clouds mix up with sunshine, and we'll see temperatures climb to about 77. Overnight tonight, cold front comes through. No precipitation, but cooler temperatures, 50, suburbs cooler. Plenty of sunshine on Friday, cooler 65, and then warming up over the weekend into next week. We might have some 80-degree days. I'm meteorologist Ray Stager from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Burke, 50 in Damascus, 55 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Collins Firm. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us now on the line, Jake Tapper, anchor of The Lead and State of the Union over at CNN, and a man whose name has popped up in some of these WikiLeaks emails. Good morning to you, Jake.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be, it's sort of disconcerting. I imagine, you know, you get a big dump of WikiLeaks emails, all of a sudden you see your name popping up. Let me just go over one that I know that you probably have something to say about. One is we see you reaching out to John Podesta and congratulating him on his new position and also saying, would you like to come on my show? That seems completely polite and above board, and the kind of email I sent many, many times over the course of my career. But then there's another one in which he asks in the title of the email, why is Jake Tapper such a, well,
D-word.
It's the shortened version of the name Richard. Let's put it
right
that way. Yeah.
Yeah, and there were a couple others there. I mean, it's fun. It's always interesting to see what people say about you behind your back, right?
While you're trying to be nice and cordial to them. What lesson have you learned, Jake Tapper?
Well, I'm always going to be polite. I send thank you notes to guests on the show, and I congratulate. You know, it's so weird because, I mean, I have congratulated Donald Trump and Ted Cruz and whatever. I mean, on air during shows, if they win a primary or something, I say congratulations. It's kind of just basic politeness. But I did like the one where Podesta wondered why I was such a Richard, to coin your phrase.
Yeah.
And then there was another one where I was in a very heated fight with Think Progress because they had misreported on something. They blamed conservative talk radio for something I had reported when I was reporting critically on the Obama administration. And what was the other one? I was the only reporter to ask about a bill that Bill Clinton had signed into law honoring the Confederacy back when he was governor of Arkansas. And
yeah.
They were talking about that.
I wanted to ask you about that, Jake, because that one in particular, I didn't understand that because, you know, if we were going to be doing this, that was during the whole hysteria, the news cycle where people, you know, the South Carolina Confederate flag.
Yeah.
And so if we were going to address that issue here on radio, we would ask either the candidate or a surrogate from the campaign to come on, and then we would ask them the question, hey, well, didn't Bill Clinton, when he was governor of Arkansas, approve this flag emblem that had a relationship to the Confederacy? So why were you asking that question via email instead of just doing it on your show?
Because I was trying to, first of all, I don't assume that everybody knows all the intricate details of legislation that Bill Clinton signed into law in the 80s. And I really actually wanted an answer. I mean, that it was less about putting anybody on the spot. I had mentioned it on TV after that. But it was more about, well, this is an issue, and people are suggesting that Bill Clinton did this. What is the response? I mean, most of the questions I ask campaigns and candidates are in form like this, emails, trying to understand things
right
behind the scenes. There are, the gotcha questions you can ask, but I legitimately wanted an answer. I mean, look, we can't pretend that the Confederacy does not get honored all over the place, especially as soon as you cross into Virginia and start driving south.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
I was interested in the facts of the hypocrisy. And then I don't think they ever got back to me.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it.
Let me ask you, though, about another email that has to do with CNN, and it has to do with Donna Brazile, who was was a contributor over there, and I assume a paid contributor over at CNN. And she sends an email to the campaign saying, sometimes I get an advanced look at the questions. And this all had to do with the town hall, and it now appears that the question was actually cut and paste from an email that Roland Martin had sent around, who was one of the moderators of that very debate.
Raises a lot. I was the other moderator.
All right, so
it was a town hall, not a debate. But yeah, it's very, very troubling. I have tremendous regard for Donna Brazile, and she's a good person and a nice person, and I like her a lot. But the action, whatever took place here, and I know that I had nothing to do with it, and I know that CNN, we were so closely guarding our documents, they weren't ever emailed around. And this was a follow-up question that Roland Martin was going to ask, theoretically. CNN had found a freed prisoner, somebody who had been on death row, but because of the Innocence Project had been taken off death row. I believe his name is Ricky Jackson. If I'm getting that wrong, I apologize. And, we wanted to put her in a tough situation. Here, you support the death penalty. Here's somebody who was almost killed because of the death penalty. What's your reaction to him? And we thought that was great. And then to find out that somebody was unethically helping the Clinton campaign, tipping them off, is just very upsetting.
I have to follow up on that, and that is that somebody works, I would assume, for CNN. Is there any kind of investigation ongoing? How is it possible that could have happened?
You're saying that person was Donna Brazile.
Well, but somehow Donna Brazile got a hold of the question.
How did she get it?
I believe that, I don't know for 100%. I know that I had nothing to do with it. My understanding is there has been that the email to Donna came from either Roland Martin or someone around Roland Martin, who was not with CNN. He's with a different channel. He's with TV One or something like that that we had partnered with for that town hall. And this was not one of CNN's questions. This was a Roland Martin follow-up. So my understanding is
I see
that he or somebody on his team got that question to Donna Brazil.
Gotcha.
It was not part of the CNN list of questions.
What an incredible...
But I'm not trying to... Look, it's horrifying.
Yeah.
Journalistically, it's horrifying. Absolutely. And I'm sure it will have an impact on partnering with this organization in the future. And I'm sure that it will have an effect on... Donna Brazil is no longer with CNN because she's head of the DNC right now.
Right.
But I'm sure it will have some impact on Donna Brazil. And it's very, very upsetting because you go through a huge... And you could ask Q Hewitt about this. When we do these events, whether a debate or a town hall, we have a cone of silence.
Yeah.
Documents get shredded. We do not email them around. Believe me, it was really annoying. I was doing the town hall with Obama 2 weeks ago, and I was on the road for a lot of days before that, and they would not email me questions because they do not, because of fears of hacking, because fears of leaking. People at CNN take it very, very seriously, and to have somebody who does not take it seriously to have us partner with that person, and then they do something completely unethical and share it with Donna Brazil, who then shares it with the Clinton campaign, it's horrifying and very, very upsetting.
Right.
And I can't condemn it any more than I condemn it in no uncertain terms. It's
all
awful.
Right. Yeah, we're going to have to leave it right there, Jake. But thank you so much for being willing to discuss these very delicate issues. We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Jake.
You guys don't think I'm a Richard? All
no,
right.
We don't. Unlike
that little weasel, John Podesta.
Well, you know, that was Skippy talking. 8:45 on WMAL. Let's go straight to traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia and our commuters sitting on 66 eastbound, you will be glad to hear this. Crews are doing whatever they can to get your lanes open here as you approach 29 in Centerville. In fact, I just watched a police cruiser get to the back of the minivan that's broken down in the left lane and push it out of the roadway and onto the shoulder. So now they're trying to confine everything to the shoulder. Thank you very much. That's awesome. All right, we'll continue beyond through the Lakes, Fair Oaks area and up toward the Capitol Beltway. A lot of volume through Falls Church and Arlington. Heavy on the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. George Washington Parkway slows on the approach. Have a lot of heavy volume this morning on 395 most of the way. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. We had the fog earlier this morning, and now we have the sun glare, so changing conditions. DC 295 south, heading off of both 50 and the BW Parkway, tied up toward East Capitol Street. Again, heavy on the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Beltway Bethesda, we're tied up trying to get past Connecticut Avenue, where we had a report of a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mixed clouds and sunshine throughout the day today. Any overcast around for the first part of the day goes away. 77 this afternoon. Front comes through with little fanfares. Cooler temperatures tomorrow. Sunshine 65. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 degrees at 8:47.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in a store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull and Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to bullandbranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at bullandbranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's bullandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call McCarthy Services today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. We're offering up to $1,450 off new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Meet your favorite celebrity chefs only at Live Casino. We're hosting appearances from celebrity chefs Todd English on October 7th, Buddy Valastro on October 14th, Bobby Flay on October 21st, and Padma Lakshmi on October 28th. Don't miss your chance to meet these culinary legends at Live Casino. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Not all fats are created equal. You know this, right? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Researchers at Harvard School of Public Health analyzed the eating habits of more than 100,000 people over a 32-year period, checking in with everyone every 2 to 4 years about the amount and type of fat in their diet. Eating more saturated fat and trans fats were associated with an increase in mortality. Eating more polyunsaturated and monounsaturated fats lowered the risk of death. Here's the good news. If people replace just 5% of their calories from bad fats with good fats, they could reduce their risk of death by 27%. Polyunsaturated fats are fats your body can't make by itself, such as omega-3 fatty acids. They can be found in nuts, seeds, fatty fish, and leafy greens. Monounsaturated fats are found in olive oil, avocados, and peanut butter. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
From painting to lawn maintenance, we protect our homes, both the inside and the outside. Now is the perfect time to protect the most valuable thing in your home. Protect your loved ones by practicing a fire escape plan and installing Kidde fire and security products. Kidde is here to help with a full line of easy-to-install fire and carbon monoxide alarms and security cameras. And you can find them all at the Home Depot. Stop in today for everything you need to protect your home. Kidde. Technology that saves lives.
I'm going to let you in on a secret. If you visit LyftDC.com, that's LyftDC.com, you can make money driving your own car. I could rattle off the reasons why drivers love Lyft, like how you get paid just for joining and earning weekly 20% bonuses and keep 100% of your tips, but let's be real. You want to hear it from a real Lyft driver, like Paula in Pittsburgh.
Well, to be honest, I started driving for the money, but what Lyft gives me that my other options can't is flexibility. As a
a busy mom, I need to spend time with my kids. So the opportunity to earn any time is priceless. And hey, I'm a people person. Lyft passengers fill my days with stories, laughs, music, and I get to help them out too, you know? It's more than a ride.
To join Paula on the road and take home hundreds in earnings bonuses and tips every week, apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. Plus, for a limited time, new drivers get a $500 bonus after signing up. Terms apply.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. I invite you to join me on the stand-up tour.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for a free live event in Washington, D.C., featuring a Bible-strong message and worship led by special musical guest Charles Billingsley, featuring L.U. Praise. See you October 20th at the Verizon Center in Washington, D.C. Request your free tickets today by visiting davidjeremiah.org/standup.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
The Combined Federal Campaign, or CFC, is the world's most successful annual workplace charity campaign. Your donations help support nonprofit organizations like United Ukrainian American Relief Committee, CFC number 11187. They provide humanitarian aid to Ukrainian children who have been orphaned as a result of an ongoing conflict in eastern Ukraine, as well as the wounded and their families, the refugees, the elderly, and the most vulnerable. To support the UUARC Incorporated, visit UUARC.org or WMAL.com/charity.
8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bethesda, we need our signal lights and we don't have them. Intersection River Road, Goldsboro Road. Watch for police trying to get you through. Big delays, especially on Goldsboro, so try to avoid if you can at all costs. On 270, big delays continue out of Clarksburg, Rockville, and on to the 270 spur. Inner loop in through Bethesda now into the Sun Glare past Connecticut Avenue. Crossing the American Legion Bridge, getting there. That's the slowdown. Begins out of Springfield, Annandale to Tyson's, quite slow. Into Centerville, 66 East before 29. Crash quickly to the left shoulder. And just a heads up again, Sligo Creek Parkway and Silver Spring near Dennis Avenue at that intersection. You might still see some police activity. Traffic update brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Come celebrate the 75th anniversary of Dickie's Barbecue with a special anniversary combo meal. Includes pulled pork sandwich, delicious coleslaw side, and a limited edition anniversary cup for just $7.50. This combo deal is here the whole month of October. Visit Dickies.com for the Dickies location nearest you. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking forecast here today. Clouds mix up with sunshine and we'll see temperatures climb to about 77. Overnight tonight, cold front comes through. No precipitation, but cooler temperatures, 50, suburbs cooler. Plenty of sunshine on Friday, cooler 65, and then warming up over the weekend into next week. We might have some 80 degree days. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 degrees at 8:56.
Summer is over, but that means dirt, bacteria, and who knows what else was left behind ground deep into your treasured Persian and Oriental rugs. It's time for them to have a deep-down professional clean. Hi, this is Chris Plant, and I have a tip for you. When you're choosing the company to clean your rugs, ask these questions. Do they clean the rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where the rugs are being cleaned? If they can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need Hadid. Hadid will gently wash each of your cherished Persian and Oriental rugs by hand. They can restore your rugs to their original brilliance and make it a healthier environment for your home or office. Call 703-241-1111 right now and get 20% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order. Call 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com to find one of Hadid's four drop-off locations.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight? The Window Man can.
Are you considering replacement windows by Pella or renewal by Anderson? Stop.
Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, is made of 100% Altrex fiberglass and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. TheWindowMan.com dares you to compare this industry leader to any other window on the market. Once you do, you'll see just how superior Marvin's Altrex fiberglass window truly is. The Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with larger glass space and smaller profiles. And through October, you will receive a $500 discount on Marvin Infinity window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888. 703-978-9888. The Window Man. No games, no gimmicks. They educate, you decide. See us for saving details.
Who are Care Suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or mobility impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com. Care Suites of America, because there is no place like home.
Hey, DC, have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence, so you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
Well, coming up tomorrow will be Friday, so we'll have Trevor Maddich here, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel.
I'm sure we'll also be talking about either the end of the Washington Nationals' great 2016 season.
No.
Or next week's showdown with the Cubs.
Let's be positive.
Next is Chris Plant.
Let's be positive. I heard your Metro thing. This whole Metro thing is an outrage. It really is. The baseball game, the charging more for less, good plan, and a death spiral, anyone? If you're looking for a death spiral, this is how you create one. Hey, a couple things popped on Donald Trump last night. I know it. Let me see. What do the Clintons call this? Bimbo eruptions. That's what the Clintons have labeled this coming.